They've predominantly looked at the party through a southern lens, where we have a great base and a great deal of strength, but the country has changed. And even in those regions like Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, you've seen a demographic shift over the last 10 or so years that the party has just ignored. And in this election, more profoundly than I believe anyone in the party thought possible, it bit them on the rear end. And when you are losing Hispanics 70 to 30, when you're losing African Americans 90 to 10, when you're losing white females, 60 to 40, you've got to reassess exactly what your strategy is and how you begin a new level of conversation. In other words, get out of your comfort zone and go into communities where people who don't look and sound like you live and earn their livings and raise their families, and talk to them about empowerment and ownership and the very core principles of our party. And you'd be surprised, as I wasn't surprised in 2009 and 2010 when we executed that strategy broad-based across the country. We won. And we didn't get bogged down in a lot of the silly, crazy conversation about, contraception and women's bodies that we saw in this presidential cycle.
Now, how likely is it that this type of reassessment that you're talking about and that you've been preaching to the party for years, how likely is that to happen following the election of 2012?
Well, that's a very good question. Everyone always goes to the sort of half of the 12-step programs to recovery. You get to the point where you say, oh, yeah, I have a problem. And, oh, yeah, I got to do something about my problem. And then you get to a point where you just kind of stop. And so what the party has to do is recognize we can't stop, that those voices that are ready for this change, that are ready to move this party outside of its comfort zone and to get it engaged, really have to really push now. I mean, guy like me, been pushing since, my days as a county chairman for the party to broaden its reach. We did it for a brief shining moment in 2009 and 2010. Elected folks around the country, the brand was better, and people responded to our message. We've now retrenched into that old strategy again, and so that's a result of people giving up, and they can't give up, and those voices in the party that are serious about this have to step forward. Otherwise, guess what? In 5 years, 6 years, we're irrelevant.
Mr. Steele,
50,000 Hispanics turn 18 every month. And we have no way of communicating with them. We have no way of inviting them into our party, or at least they perceive that we don't want them. We're doomed to irrelevancy.
I wonder how much of the blame, or whether or not you think there needs to be any blame, on Rince Priebus, the current RNC chairman. And there is word that he is leaning towards launching a second campaign for the helm of the RNC.
Well, I mean, that's his decision to make, and I'm sure the committee will evaluate him and his record just as they evaluated mine and me and my record. So if winning gets you fired, losing keeps you hired, I guess it's a new standard. But, the reality of it is that's something that the party has to work out on its own, and it's really not so much about Rince Priebus anymore. It's not about any of the folks who convene here in Washington and play on this playground. It's about what we try to do, and that is every state party, every county chairman, every local activist. We integrated and worked with Tea Party activists. We worked with the Ron Paul activists around the country, and yet at our national convention, those folks were kicked to the curb. That's not how you build consensus. That's not how you build activity on the ground. We reached out and had a broad Hispanic and Asian American network across the country. They put up a website and throw, faces of color on it and say they've done enough. That's not going to turn things around. So if that's the standard that the party wants, then they'll reelect that. But I think we need to go a little bit beyond that and really kind of get serious about how we message and engage the messengers that we have to grow the party.